Anne Hughes, Temecula, March 6, 1999, Tape 2.
Screaming and yelling at each other and threatening each other and controlling each other and acting like animals most of the time. This is a true outpicturing that has taken place on Earth. But it is understood with compassion. There is no judgment here. Have compassion for some of your old scripts. But again, is to let them go. And have compassion for those who are still playing out those scripts. Again, when I say compassion, not pity. Compassion is understanding. For it's for you to have compassion within yourself of what you are still releasing, even as those little loose ends are still being tied up. I mentioned loose ends to somebody the other day, and they absolutely roared with laughter. They said they felt like lassos, not loose ends. But what I'm simply saying to you is for you to have compassion with your own child. How can you have compassion for another until you have come into that heart of compassion for what you have, for the scripts that you have played, but not to flagellate yourself. We've been down there. We've been through the sackcloth, cloths and ashes. We've been down the monasteries, the nunneries, the lamasteries. We've worn all the old T-shirts, and have we had fun? Been there, done that, worn the T-shirts, and now we're letting them go. They're going to be called blank sheet T-shirts. Blank. Not I am a healer, or I am a channel, or I am a this, or I am a that. We're going to be I am that. I am itself. Again, even I am is a label. But you understand what I am saying to you here. The metaphysical scripts were written deliberately to help you move out of what we call more fundamentalist concepts in the West. And they have helped you beautifully. But the greatest gift you can give to the ascended masters, to the celestial host and the archangelic host, is to take it. To walk through the door called I Am. And when I say, all you are required to do is say to the beloved presence, take command, beloved. Take command of every particle of my being. My mind, my world, my feelings and my body, and still to continue doing your wonderful crocheting in the back there. I have a little brother who's doing some beautiful crocheting, but she's getting it on another level. She's probably presenting a beautiful gift for somebody outside of herself, and bless you, darling, for that. Bless you. All is well. Continue crocheting. I've been thoroughly enjoying watching it. It's been fun. What I'm saying to you here now is that everybody's getting it on every level. Everything is perfection, dear heart. Even if I've seeded something for you, you may not be able to accept some of the things I've said to you at the moment. But again, I understand that, and I'm not here to persuade you to do anything. I'm here to honor you. I'm here to love you. I'm here to nurture you and to say how blessed I am to be with you. And to say that as I look at you, I understand the peace that passeth all understanding. I understand it. I am at peace with who you are. Because I know you are the beloved itself. And I'm here to have fun with you and to play with you, and at times to be a little dramatic with you, and at times to perhaps give you a few rockets here and there. I'm known as Shake, Rattle, and Roll as well. I enjoy playing every role that the presence wants to use and how it wishes to use this manifestation here. I love you, my brothers. I ask that you call in the beloved presence to take command of every particle of your being. Don't you decide how you're going to do it. Yes, surrender and let the presence use you. Enjoy life, little one. You're about to become life itself. Not what we call the old script called death and fear, because that is death. Life, the eternal, is about to awaken in matter. It's doing it now. Welcome, life. Welcome, beloved Christ, Buddha, Krishna, child that you are. Welcome, unity one, the unity of all that is. Welcome the Son of the Father here in this most beautiful, beautiful physical creation. We have waited for you for so long. Welcome through the eyes that are gazing through those beautiful eyes, little one. Welcome through the heart that is now breathing as light through you. Welcome through the lips that look at you and talk to you and send kisses to you in love. Welcome, beloved. Welcome. Thank you. If there are any questions you would like to ask, the probability is that you are so breathtakingly in your mastery that you have run out of questions by now, in every sense of the word. May I share something with you that may assist you further? And perhaps this is why I'm here amongst you. Again, I ask that you listen to the word I am, not a physical vehicle. This is so important. In the journey that took place, and in sharing this with you, because sometimes when we share, it's most important I let you know. I am not here to be a guru. I am not here to be a teacher. There is nothing for me to teach, for I know you are the beloved itself. For me to even think there is something to teach here would be supreme arrogance, and that would be the ego itself. I am is the true ego, for that is what the divine I am really means. Om Tat Sat. It's the true consciousness in all of you. But to share with you that 10 years ago, we may say, I was not even awake. I was what we call a body running across this planet or walking around. In my, what we call out-picturing, in my family scenarios and everything like that. The whole lot. And then an event took place for me. I was on no conscious path, dear ones, none at all. Whether it was coming through a religious script or what we call a spiritual script. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying that in any form of dismissal. Quite the contrary. It would appear that my soul agreed that it would come in a blank in such a way so that there would be no historical influence about God itself. And I understand that now. At the time when the awakening took place, it was a very profound awakening. And it was conveyed through a great consciousness being or facet that engendered in manifestation in front of me. And this dear consciousness or this beautiful soul facet was known as Francis of Assisi. Beloved Francis, at the time, I would to say that I was less than amused is an understatement. Because prior to this taking place, he had, or this energy had spoken to me for 2 months, and I could hear the voice clearly inside and outside, and asking me during the middle of the night to write things down. Now, I am absolutely petrified by then, because I'm in a family scenario, I have a good position in my work scenario, and of course the last thing I want is any of my sanity to be questioned at all. I'm one of these people that if I'm going to be in charge of a breakdown, I want to be in charge of it all the way, if I'm going to have one. Really, it was a form of breakthrough, but I always say a breakdown is marvelous because it means it's a breakthrough. But what I'm saying here is that when it took place, I was shocked. And then it was indicated to me very clearly that I would be walking on this planet, that I was love here, and I had come to walk as love on this planet, and that I was a Christ. Now, that was a shock for me, because the first thing I said was, I am not into religion. And he said, it has nothing to do with religion, dear heart. I said, I'm nothing to do with spirituality. It has nothing to do with spirituality. He said, that is all doing, not being. Dear one, you will understand as we go along what this is about and why we have presented this to you. I suppose you say the long or the short of it was that I was literally on a fast track. There was great protest from what we call my human ego, which said, you can't do this to me. And I was told, and I'm certain many of you will understand this, I was told, dear heart, it is a contract. You came in to fulfill this. You are now going to reach the full, you know, this has been presented. We have overridden because we must get moving here. And I said, but hang on a minute. I don't remember any contract. And he said, you didn't read the fine print. What took place was a massive unlearning principle within a very short space of time. He said, you will be leaving your position. You will be leaving your work scenario. We will be working 24 hours a day. It is going to be very intense. I said, no way. Go and find somebody else. And I am known for having said by my beloved ex-partner, my husband, who's one of my best friends, I'm on a very conscious path now. He said, you know, when you indicated to Francis, you told him to go forth and multiply. He said, I was shocked at the language that you used. He said, I didn't even know it was in your consciousness, darling. What happened was, I was literally, when I said there was no way I'm going to leave my job, I have a good position, and proceeded to really rip into this, and yet at the same time, the consciousness of love was so phenomenal with this being, it was breathtaking. I had to ask him to stop at one stage because I felt as if I was expanding and I was the world, I was the universe, it was just incredible energy. And beg him to stop. He said, now you know what love is, not the human caricature that you called love on this planet, dear heart. And I was shocked at the time, because I thought love was what we talked about love on this planet, you know, in all our codependencies and everything. Anyhow, what I'm saying is that I did not voluntarily leave. I was steered, when I say voluntary leave, Francis made it possible for me to be steered out of the university, not by my university people, but Francis decided to. He was a little bigger than I am, and so, of course, he maneuvered so that I would walk away from the university. It's a long story, I won't go into that. I went on a fast track. The fast track was the unlearning principle itself. Now, I didn't have to unlearn about spirituality. I didn't have to unlearn about religion, or what we call, he said, the historical perspective of how we saw God. What I had to unlearn was my judgment. What I had to let go of and relinquish was my human ego that was in a separative consciousness in seeing right and wrong, or what we call the duality principle. It was a very, very fast track. My family were privy to it very powerfully. Within a very short space of time, from the time that I was literally within a couple of days of Francis presenting to me, he was in my face 24 hours a day. And he was in what we call places which were the most delicate places at times, sitting on the side of my bath as I'm having a bath, and I'm saying to him, surely you have some modesty, surely, you know, and I said, surely, aren't you embarrassed? And he'd say, no, dear heart, he said, I'm beyond all of that, you know, the human, I mean, I had no idea what I was really dealing with, but the love was so phenomenal. And he also said to me, our work will present in such a way, the work is, I said, work, what do you mean? He said, well, you are going to become love on this planet, little one. You are love on this planet, and you will awaken as love. It will all take. And I said, well, what about the money? What? And he said, dear heart, and this is what he said to me, beloved, you will never charge for anything, for love never needs to charge for love. You will be looking at love. Yes, if love wants to give you, there is no problem. But love never needs to charge in the first place. The universal law always takes its own journey and its own way. Again, we were so stunned because I was certainly didn't tell anybody what had happened to me. My family were privy and they were absolutely stunned by the manifestations that were taking place because he said, you will want for nothing, everything will be provided. I ended up with Francis 24 hours a day, plus the fact the phone started to go berserk because people were being told in their meditations and in their dreams they were to phone a telephone number because Francis of Assisi was working there. Now that shook me. Because I can assure you that I did not know anybody on spiritual paths. Maybe a few colleagues that were into some form of religion, but we never discussed it or anything like that. So I was terribly shocked because I certainly wasn't going to tell anybody what was happening to me because I was afraid of being put in an institution or something. You know, I just couldn't accept. There was quite a what we call a Barney going on with Francis at the time. I was in tremendous rebellion and what we call, as I said, even though the love was great, my ego was basically wanted to be in charge, and Francis said, no, it is the relinquishing of the ego, it is letting it go. A year down the track, an event took, and we had people from all over, arriving all over the place, and my family were privy to it, and I have to say that I was extremely blessed to have a beautiful husband who, even though he was said, I'm deaf, dumb, and blind, but he said, I know something so powerful is happening here, and I've seen what you are going through, and the experiences, and everything like that. Because he got all the answers he wanted, even though, you know, he couldn't see Francis. He was having a ball asking me to ask Francis all the questions and everything like that. As the expression we use is that he cried because he wanted it, I cried because I didn't. So he's a sweet brother. He was much more open than I was, perhaps, in some respects, but for some reason or other, this had been apparently my agreement. But what took place was that a year down the track, we had people from all over coming, and when I said, Francis, well, how is this going to take place, you know, he said, well, dear heart, it will take the form of counseling, and I thought, got him. I said, I don't happen to have a degree in counseling. He said, you don't need one, dear heart. Love never needs anything. And I, oh, you know. And then a year down the track, an event took place for me, which I'm going to share, and why I want to share this with you, because it's important that you know who you really are. And this is why I'm amongst you, is that Francis then, out of the blue, decided to take me on a journey of his life in the 12th century to Assisi. It was precipitated by something that took place earlier, but I won't go into that. But meanwhile, it was a very fast track. I was finding that the love was phenomenal, and I was, you know, everything was happening. People were coming from all over just to connect. And Francis would just talk. And when I was not a channel. I was fully conscious. My voice never changed. But what happened is they felt the energy that he had melded consciousness with me to help me and to assist me, not to take my body, none of that. He was there with me all the time, but he did not have possession of my body. He was just helping me to open up to the great presence itself, I am, or these great brotherhoods of light, which many of you are now doing. He took me on a journey in his lifetime, and I was away for 3 days in linear historical time. actually on this earthly planet. They had apparently dismantled my actual molecular structure so that my physical body had left as well. I went on a journey of transcendence with Francis. The journey was a journey of incredible, incredible love, but also incredible sorrow, incredible grief. I think I went, and I know, I went through every gamut of emotion possible. Even the journey of Francis, being in the energy of Francis, with Pietro Bernardone screaming his head off because he loved me so much as my father, that he couldn't bear the thought that I was leaving. He wanted to possess me because I was his son. Look at the possessional stuff and everything like that was going on. My mother, Donna Pica, trying to calm down Pietro, because Pietro had a very violent temper at the time, but he's a very, what we call, ebullient man. Very wealthy, and indulged me phenomenally. And I was quite a, if I can use the expression, a gay blade in every sense of the word. I was believed in romancing the girls all over the place, and I was having great fun in my finery, and I certainly enjoyed what I did. I was only a young man. But what took place was that I went through the journey of the truth of Francis. It wasn't glamorous. It was not glamorous at all. Of even Innocent calling me up in front of a tribunal. And because I'm going to be classed as a heretic because I refuse to join any order. Because suddenly, when the Christ visited me, and it was through the great Master Jeshua who presented to me at that time, he woke me up. And he basically said, Francis, it is time for us to get on with our journey. You are here as love. And did exactly the same thing as took place basically in this lifetime in some respects. What took place was that many, many things happened in those 3 days, but the final scene perhaps was the most telling scene. I was about 45 years of age. I was nearly blind, and I was very sick. My body was in, you know, what we call a decay of tuberculosis, or what we call consumption. It was known as in those days. We always keep changing names in different civilizations, but that's fine. And I was leaving my body, and my brothers were crying around me. They had taken me and brought me back to where I wanted to be. And they were crying, and there was Matthew and Ginepro and Juniper and Leo and so many of them. And they were crying around my body. And the next minute I was out of my body, and I was stunned. You know, I'm out, and I'm standing, and I'm still very much alive, very, very much alive. And I can't believe it, because they're crying over a dead body, and I'm standing there, and I know I'm fully alive. I'm fully alive. And standing at the side of me is Jeshua, and he's saying to me, Francis, Francis, they cannot hear you. They can't. And I said, oh, my God. And I am distraught, because I'm still in my emotions very powerfully. I may have left my physical body, but my emotional body is well and truly still there. And I'm desperately, desperately trying to get their attention. And Jeshua says, they can't hear you, Francis, they cannot hear you. The next minute, I was back in the little trailer where it had started 3 days ago. Now, as part of my work, when people were not coming to connect with me, because we did no advertising, we did no nothing. It was all, because right from the beginning it said, we will bring them to find you. They will come looking for you. Have no need to go. They will come and look for you when they're ready. We will bring them to you. And it was all happening. I woke up in this little trailer where I would work. If I wasn't with the dear ones coming to connect with me or to connect with the energy, then I would be brought into this 24 hours a day. My mouth alive completely finished, by the way. It totally finished there and then. And that was something that my beloved husband, as a soul, came, as he says, he now knows, he came to support. It was very tough on him at the time. But he was there. Yes, he was pushing through his own query on lots of things, but he was very supportive and understood that the love was so great that he knew it was true and it was real. And so the marital life really completed there and then. So I was in this little trailer 24 hours a day if I wasn't with other people, and I was being taken and shown creations and shown incredible realms of consciousness and shown what it's like about evolutions, what goes on, what the soul is all about, what it's all about. I arrived back in this little trailer 3 days later, apparently. And there sitting in front of me was the great, what I call the great master. And I use that expression because there have been many great beings have walked on this planet. Jesus, and the reason why I pay honor to this, an acknowledgement to this being, is because he was the first one to publicly show a resurrection. That's why. All the others had done it through mystical schools, and they're to be honored. But he actually was the first one to do an actual, not just publicly, but he actually did resurrect the body, where others could only resurrect it through the mental planes. They couldn't do it through the physical levels because the time wasn't ready. Jeshua ben Joseph did it physically as well, not just in a consciousness of resurrection called samadhi and what we call nirvana. He brought it into his consciousness in the physical and transcended that manifestation of the physical body to another level. There sitting opposite me was the beloved master. I recognized him immediately. And by then I knew something so incredible had happened to me. Something had gone. It was as though I was a little child. I was almost like an innocent. I looked at him and I felt tremendous joy. And yet I knew I was here. And yet I knew something had gone. I didn't know what it was. It had gone. It was like I'd been reborn. And I didn't understand. It was like I'd just been born and I was a child looking at the world for the first time. And I saw him. And when I looked at him, what was so magnificent? He was sitting just opposite me, not far, just where Brad is, between he and I, perhaps even less, a little table. And Francis had always sat in front of me, because Francis had always been there out picturing, as I say now, for me to learn more about the I am that I am, in some respects. I dove into the ocean of love. I swam through the eyes of love itself, through the Christ itself. It was the most incredible, to explain it is impossible, little one. But the love was so phenomenal. As I'm looking at you now, I'm diving into the eyes of love. I'm diving into the eyes of the Christ, you, little one, you. I dove through this form into the ocean of love itself and came back as the droplet up to the surface again, and the eyes were still there of love, still looking at me, still looking. And I said, I was in supplication, as I'm in supplication with you now, Master. And I said, Master, what must I do? What has happened? He said, Beloved, accept. Accept the Beloved that you truly are. I am is all there is. We ask, yes, that you will accept the name Francis. I said, but why? Why? He said, because we have billions and millions of souls encoded with Francis. I said, but why? He said, it is the Christ. That is why you've come, little one, to know who you are. You too are as I, you too came. And more. You see, that was the reason why the encodement took place, little one. They said, we had to write a script this way. They let me in on the script. He let me in on it. He said, we did it deliberately. All of you as souls have come in to play parts, no more, no less. Please, this is not what this is about. This is not about a guru. This is not about anything. This is about you and I. Only I am that here amongst us all right now. The Christ, the love, the Buddha. And so what he said was, is that many are encoded. And we have the name Francis. And I said, why? He said, Beloved, understand the primitive conditioning on this earthly planet still exists. Understand the primitive conditioning even in your historical texts of how you've written religions around me. And around beloved Lord Buddha and look at beloved Lord, beloved Muhammad. Look at many other, look at the scripts that have been written and the killing in the name of one dear name like Jesus. Or like beloved Muhammad or beloved Buddha or not so much Buddha perhaps. I said, I understand, he said. We could not encode everybody with that name Jesus. They would have been massacred. Many awakening was taking place. We scrabbled our brains, he said, to work out how we could help you all, because we are part of the ascended brotherhood that overlight evolutions when the time is ready for the next stage. And you came in, and thousands of you came in. So we encoded you so that you'd get moving. Francis is the Christ, little one. Welcome, Francis. Welcome. And that is why I'm amongst you. For I am is all there is. The name Francis is you. Brotherhood is, as I always say to him. Oh, take it, little ones. You came to hear who you are. You came to recognize that you are the Christ child being born now. You came to embrace your beloved, I am that. And that is why I am saying, let the beloved now birth you. Let it choose when it wants to, and let it choose to reach its full potential in you. All you are required to do is to open up and surrender your fears and understand those, that child. That human child that has not understood that it is a divine spirit child as well. For it is spirit, you now, that is marrying you in matter. This is what is taking place. And that is why I explain Francis to you, so you will understand who you really are, and why you have been perhaps attracted to the name Francis. Because it is part of your encodement key. They said we had to have somebody who would go into a major surrender. What took place as a result of that, by the way, was a few months later, I was asked to walk away from everything. Not in denial, but I was asked to walk away from the world and its consciousness, to walk on it, to walk on this beloved planet and see the beauty that it really is and see everybody as the beloved. To surrender my family, not in denial, but in honor of who they really are. As my ex-partner says, it was the greatest gift of love you ever gave that could have been given to us. For I then found out who I am. And this dear brother is conscious, and so is my son and all my family. I have only ever had what we call the gift of thanks, not that I have looked for it. But my family, I left with love in my heart. I took nothing. When I was given 24 hours to walk out with a change of clothes and a passport, literally, I was curious about the passport, but that is fine. We still have some human conditioning here, so I have to come through some borders here. But what I am simply saying to you, it was for me to walk away in honor of humanity, to walk in honor of who they really are as the Christ itself, as the beautiful child of love itself, to be there for those dear ones when they were ready to look at who they are. I am not asking you to take the same journey as I. I am just asking you to surrender your fears. For you see, the gift that was given to me by beloved Lord Jesus, my two escorts, when I was asked to walk out of the door, to walk through a door called I Am. I was given 24 hours. My son was on across the other side of the world, and he was only just 18 years of age. And my husband was still totally devoted to everything that I was doing. But what I will say to you, when Lord Jesus and beloved Francis presented to me and said, beloved, you have 24 hours to walk out, not in denial of the world, but in love itself. I said, how can I explain it to my family? What can I say to them? And I was told, beloved, there is nothing for you to explain. Let the Father speak through you. Let the beloved I am that speak through you. It is the Father that speaks through you. All is well. All is well. And this is my family said they only felt love in when I spoke to my son. And I'll share this with you. And it was a gift from my son. He had never fully understood what it was about for me. He was about 15, 16 years of age when I first got triggered and woken up. He was there seeing the mayhem and what we call the blood and the guts on the ground as I was arguing with Francis. It was quite funny. No, I can assure you this is a dramatic outpicturing. I'm having fun here. Francis was only ever loving. But the more I was in resistance, the more gentle he became. So he's the irresistible object, as we will say. The immovable love itself. But my son, when I had to tell him, his father hadn't been informed, because it was 3 o'clock in the morning when I got given this, and I knew that my son, where he was, would receive my call. He would be just getting up so I could make the contact. And I told him, and I said, darling, I have to go. I said, I am about to walk away. I have no idea what it's about, but all I know is that I am being called. My father is calling me. I said, it's so powerful that I know I must, in love, do this. I said, I cannot separate my love with anybody anymore. He said, Mom, I know your emotion. I feel phenomenal emotion as you're saying this to me, Mom. He said, I know one part of you is saying to me that you can't be my mother anymore. He said, I know this is what it's about. And he said, it'll take me time to work it through. But he said, I don't know why I'm saying this. He said, I have no idea why I'm saying this to you, he said. But it's not about you, me, and Dad. It's about the brotherhood of humanity. Now get on with it, Francis. That's why you came here. That was the gift that I got from my son, who never understood what I was talking about, and yet his beingness knew. And in fact, my dear colleague Lois last met him fairly. I've only seen him a couple of times in the last few years, for about an hour at a time. But my beloved colleague Lois Larson, who's played a major part for our work, for our surrender and for our further service to the divine, met my son recently and said, I can understand why he could walk away. He's totally conscious in his beingness. In fact, he told Lois that he loved me and honored everything that I was doing. This is what I am saying to you, beloved. Sometimes the challenges may come up for you with your families, but don't try to justify who you are. Just simply, when they ask you, just ask the beloved to speak through you. You don't have to have special words. It's your love that it'll radiate through you. And they may not get it in the intellectual way. And they may be very emotional about it at the time. But you've planted a seed of love. Only ever honor them, little ones. Only ever honor them. And you will find the world is your family. You are the beloved itself, the family of love, the family of light. I wanted to share this with you, for you to know that I am not a person that just arrived and said, here I am. It required to be in love. I was in love with all that was and is when it took place. I had no idea it would take place at the time. I was in a family scenario. My beautiful partner was so supportive. But he now knows why it had to take place, because he said, I had lived through you and yet had to find out who I was and who I am. He is one of my best friends. He always will be. Thank you, dear hearts. Thank you.
End of tape.